Research on school shootings has found that the attacks are often over before police or deputies can respond. Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube says the attacker at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut took less than 5 minutes to kill 26 kids and staff members.
Think about the facts and the research that went into this and the reasons why it's important to have somebody there that has the proper training that can respond.
The bill gives school boards the option of adding armed personnel on campuses and in school district buildings. Tallahassee civil rights activist Bishop Holyfield told lawmakers he's concerned about racial profiling and more lives being lost.
From the black community's perspective, that means lives may be taken based on the history that we have in this state for no good reason.
The Florida School Boards Association wants an armed, uniformed police officer at every school. But Executive Director Wayne Blanton says they don't want armed volunteers giving students the wrong impression.
Why can't these impressionable young people go out on the streets when they talk to each other and say, well, my teacher's carrying a gun, why can't I?
The answer to that question is because it's against the law. And your teacher is acting within the law for your protection.
That was Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes, one of the bill's sponsors. Only people with experience in law enforcement or the military would be chosen to carry a gun on campus. They must pass a background check and go through firearm and school safety training. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.